Amen. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Now, this is the last Sunday of the month, and the fellowship luncheon will directly follow this service, and of course everyone is invited to enjoy the good food and the good fellowship. All other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, and that will proceed as usual. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 14 and 15. Please refer to the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. The ladies' Bible study will resume June 8th, studying the book of Esther. And please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson if you have any questions. The Joni and Friends Retreat will be held June 14th through the 19th at Mission Springs Conference Center in Scotts Valley. And if you need some or want some more information, please see Dana Noriel. Also see Dana if you're interested in serving as a short-term missionary. The father-son breakfast is coming up at the Tomlinson residence on June 20th. That's always a fun time of great breakfast food prepared by our very own chefs and fine fellowship and a guest speaker. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verse 8. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Our brother Anthony Laurel will now be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 16, The Lord is King.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome once again to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to have you here this morning. Going through a devotional that goes on the topic of prayer, and one of the days took me through 2 Samuel chapter 7. And King David is saying a prayer, and in verse 18, then King David went in and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far? And it just reminded me of how far indeed God has truly brought us, and we need to return thanks and praise to him for all the things that he's done for us and through us. Amen. So let's sing together hymn number 16, The Lord is King. Turn to hymn number 334, Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
sing our final hymn this morning, hymn number 283, Yesterday, Today, and Forever.
This morning. Our Heavenly Father, we gather together in your presence with expectation, hungry for an encounter with you, eager to hear your word. Open our eyes and ears to the presence of the Holy Spirit. May the seed of your words gather among us this morning, fall in fertile soil. May they take root in our hearts and lives and produce an abundant of harvest of good in words and in deeds. We pray, Lord, for those in need among our mess, and we pray for your healing power upon Ann Pareto, Jerry Camillar with surgery tomorrow, Donald McDowell, Dwight Forsee, Jean Bergen, Gloria Murphy, Jeff Swart, Dick House. Lord, we pray that your hand of mercy and kindness and gentleness, and that they may trust you for their treatment. Father, we ask you to guide and bless those who have gone from us and from other parts to preach the gospel as missionaries, and we have adopted them in our missionary chart. We pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Peretti, Jose and Diane Avila, the informed choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Daniel in Detroit, Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, put your hand of enthusiasm. Give them joy in spite of whatever difficulty they find in the world. Lord, everything in heaven and in earth come from you. We give you only what is yours. So, Father, may you be praised through our offering this morning. So bless the offering and bless the giver. For we pray, focus upon the one who died for our salvation, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1155. We will be reading John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. In these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word, which doesn't change but endures forever. And we put our complete trust in it because it's your word that we can rely on for teaching us all the life-giving essential truths as no other document can do. In the scripture reading today, we see the creative power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that same power that created the heavens and the earth and all that's in them. We will praise you and thank you forever that when we were helpless and without hope in this world, you made us a new creation in Christ. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to die for our sins and rising again, making possible the impossible. And we pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to preach the word. Bless him with the knowledge and wisdom to perform that to which you called him by your grace. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, and that by your grace that we might be enabled to please you. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.